A powerful explosion at a port warehouse has devastated Beirut, leaving at least 50 people killed and injuring thousands. Lebanon's Prime Minister is calling it a catastrophe. Pictures show a column of smoke at a warehouse before an enormous blast, a fireball and a mushroom cloud, blowing out windows and doors, damaging buildings and overturning cars. All ambulances north and south of the city have been dispatched to help ferry the wounded. Hospitals are reportedly overwhelmed. The death toll is expected to rise sharply. It includes one Australian. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, spoke with Channel 7.
It is very distressing. I can confirm that there has been one Australian has been killed, which is terribly devastating. And obviously we can't reveal details of the specifics of that at this time. But our sympathies to all the people of Lebanon. There is such a large Lebanese-Australian community here, and they'll be worried about loved ones. Where our embassy is, that was significantly impacted. But we can report all the staff there are well, but the building that the embassy is in has been significantly compromised. But I'm pleased, apart from some cuts and scratches, our staff are all okay.
The blast was heard and felt 180 kilometres away across the Mediterranean in Cyprus. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchik reports.
The blast at Beirut's port was so big, residents thought it was an earthquake. This is not an explosion, this man at the scene says. It looks like a missile attack. Look at the dead bodies on the ground. God's mercy, there's another body. Be careful, something's exploding. But both Israel's government and the Shiite militant group Hezbollah denied the blast had anything to do with recent tensions on Lebanon's southern border. Lebanese officials say it was an accident. The blast was caused by a fire at a warehouse where confiscated chemicals were stored. The damage to the port is huge. It's nothing left but piles of metal, this witness says. There are many bodies dead on the ground. Everywhere you look, you find dead bodies. No one can count how many bodies are here. At the scene, the governor of Beirut told Sky News Arabia he'd come looking for a team of firefighters who disappeared in the explosion. This scene reminds us of what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, he says. I haven't seen massive destruction in my life on this scale. This is a disaster, a catastrophe, nothing but a national catastrophe. We don't know how we're going to deal with the situation at a time we can't even walk outside our homes. Shops, offices and homes were all damaged by the blast wave, which blew in doors, walls and windows. Thousands of people streamed onto the streets, bleeding from glass cuts and worse. Pharmacist George Khatem treated hundreds at his small shop.
Well, we had a lot of injured people here. More than 400, 500 persons. So we had a lot of glass in their body. We had a lot of glass in their face.
Hospitals were overwhelmed and issued an urgent call for blood donations. Lebanon's in the middle of a financial and economic meltdown. Its currency's crashed and its people are struggling for their livelihoods amidst a pandemic. Business owner Fouad Wakim told the ABC he'd already been looted in the confusion after the blast.
A bunch of thieves, they took 3 computers. I have them on camera. So what if we're waiting for security to arrive in order to go home?
For many Lebanese, the country already seemed on the brink of collapse. Now its capital has been devastated. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.